Hey there, it's Pat Miller, the Idea Coach, host of The Pat Miller Show. This show is for small business owners so they can make their business dreams come true. Our slogan is Don't Grow It Alone. And what you're going to hear is a broadcast of our show that's carried in 25 cities around the country. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Hope you love it. All right, let's go.
America's Small Business Conversation
is on the air.
It's the Pat Miller Show.
1 hour exclusively for entrepreneurs.
To work on your business.
Not in it.
It's time to solve problems.
Capture opportunities.
And celebrate your wins.
Powered by the Idea Collective Small Business Community.
This is the Pat Miller Show.
Now your host,
Pat Miller, the Idea Coach.
Welcome to the Pat Miller Show, America's Small Business Conversation. I'm your host, Pat Miller, the Idea Coach. And my job is to bring small business owners together on air, at events, and online. And during this show, we interview smart people to teach you things that you need to know so you can continue to grow your small business. On today's show, we're going to do a couple of different things. We will have a What's Working Right Now segment with Sarah Deacon. What's working for her? Being authentic and being real online. It's really cutting through for her. We're going to talk about online events and the one thing that holds almost everyone back. You know what that is? And if you're an online event producer, you know what it is. You say you're going to have an event, 1,000 people sign up and 2 people show. It happens all the time. And Alexis Caldicott's going to come on and tell us how to fix it. And then a small business celebration with someone that is just absolutely killing it. We will celebrate with Trisha Turpinoff, and then we'll ask her how she's having so much success. We're going to start today with something that I'm not sure you've really thought about. But there's a way you can get out and tell your story through a ready-made audience that is ready to believe you, and it's more efficient than other ways of spreading the word. I'm talking about sponsorship. Now, sponsorship is different than advertising. I'll share that difference here in a second, but I want to talk to you about what to sponsor and how to get the most out of your sponsorship activities. So let's start at the beginning. You want to go out and tell people about your business. You want people to know that you exist and you want to make more sales. Well, there are options. You could sponsor an event or you could run some ads, but they're not the same thing. When you're advertising, when you're running commercials, either on air or online, you are introducing yourself to a new group of people. Hey, people that I think might like my business. Hi, I'm Pat Miller, the Idea Coach. You should join the Idea Collective. And it can be really effective. Targeted radio advertising is awesome, and targeted digital advertising is also awesome. It's a way you can have a whole bunch of people learn more about you. But sponsorship is a little bit different. While advertising will reach people who might like you, sponsorship gives you the opportunity to get in front of a group of people that will be introduced to you, not you introducing to them. And we'll share how that works here in a second. So let's go through the do's and don'ts of sponsorship because I think it's an incredible way to grow your business. Sponsorship works first and foremost. Let's say you sponsor an event like, I don't know, the Idea Collective Small Business Conference in November, sponsored by your business. Well, when you sponsor someone else's event, the first benefit that you get is you get a little bit of an implied endorsement because now the event organizer is thanking you for making the event happen. And there's a little bit of a value exchange there because if everyone's coming to someone's event and you're sponsoring that event, you're getting some implied endorsement. You're not some random advertiser that's showing up. The second benefit, and if the event organizer is doing it well, is that you're literally being given credit for the event. they're saying at some point during the event, you know, this conference wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for your business. I really appreciate the support and trust that you put in us for sponsoring this event. That goes a really long way, because at most sponsored events, the people that show up, they're following a leader. And if the leader or the organization is giving you credit for making it happen, again, this is putting you in front of their audience in a completely different way. You're also soaking up the history. So let's say there's an event in your town that you want to sponsor that's been going on for 5, 10, 15 years. When you sponsor that event, you're not starting at zero. There's already brand awareness. There's already recognition, and a lot of people that are habitually going to show up year after year. So there's some momentum that you can tap into. You're going to get instant status. Let's say you're a new business and all of a sudden you're the presenting sponsor of some conference or event that's been going on for years. Instantly, you're a player. Instantly. Because you're not running ads to a new market that doesn't know who you are. You're putting your name on an event that's been going on for years and years, and you're going to start getting the credit right away. And then let's talk about placement. What do you want out of a sponsorship? Now, I've thrown a million events. I've sold a million sponsorships. And if you want to go do a sponsorship, these are the things that you want to ask for. Okay? You want to ask for speaking time in front of the group. And spoiler alert, if you're selling sponsorships, that's what the people want most of all. But you want to speak in front of the group on the event stage where everyone can watch you. The other thing, and this is a cheat code, instead of just doing your 5-minute monologue, if it's an event centered around a person, or if it's a group that's following a certain leader, instead of doing your 5-minute monologue, ask the group leader to interview you. That way you and the group leader are on stage together, more of that implied endorsement. And it's really easy to brag about yourself when someone's asking you questions. When you stand up and do a 5-minute monologue, it might feel kind of weird to talk about your 5 locations and new sale that you have going on. But if someone says, "Hey, Pat, tell me about your 5 locations," then you can just gush about your great team or the radical offers that you have. The other things you want to ask for if you're going to do a sponsorship is you want placement inside their communication. Let's say you're going to sponsor an event. What do you want? You want your logo and your link inside their emails that they send to their database. Why is that important? Well, all of those people are already opted in to that person's email list. They're not opted into your email list. But if you sponsor their event, suddenly your propaganda is getting into their trusted email communication. And then the last thing you want to do, and this is a total cheat code. I can't believe I'm saying this. Total cheat code. Ask the organizer if you can do a giveaway. Giveaways work. Why do they work? Well, they get you attention, one. But two, you get that delicious data from everyone that participates. So get a prize that matters, $1,000 value, a $1,500 value, and put it out there and say, who wants to win the prize? To enter, they have to give you their email address and their phone number and their business information, and you can start building your email list that way and generate some leads. Giveaways are amazing, and event organizers love giveaways because they enhance the attendee experience. One last thing I want to mention before we wrap up this topic. Here are 3 things that are over and dated that you really don't need in a sponsorship package. If you're buying a sponsorship, nobody cares about the logos in the back of the marathon t-shirt. It doesn't do anything for you. Maybe some top of mind awareness. Expo tables are tough. I'm not a big fan, but they can be done well. But be careful if you're looking for an expo table. And then tchotchkes, like in the welcome bag. Again, they're nice, but they're not really going to move the sales needle. When it comes to spending money to introduce yourself to new people for your business, you want to make sure that you make it count. And not a lot of people really consider sponsorships as an opportunity. But I love them because if you do it right, you can make a big impact in front of a trusted audience and really move the needle. So it's another thing to consider as you try to grow your business. Smart people standing by to teach you stuff on today's show. We're going to talk about the one thing that's really tough for online event managers. You have an online event, a terrific RSVP list, and then no one shows on the day of the event. Alexis Caldicott is going to help us fix that problem. And next, we're going to talk with Sarah Deacon. What's working right now for her? Being authentic in her social media. We'll talk to her next on The Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation continues next on The Pat Miller Show.
Developing your business is a journey. So make sure and bring along a trusted sidekick. As your business grows, Sidekick Accounting will be there. Sidekick Accounting's core services help take the confusion out of bookkeeping, tax preparation, and tax planning. Who's going to keep track of all those pesky receipts and invoices? Well, Sidekick Accounting has things covered as you grow your version of business success. So whether your small business is a side hustle or a conduit to freedom and owning your own business and time, get in touch with a trusted sidekick, Sidekick Accounting. There are expert advisors waiting to hear from you now. Feel free to call or send a text message to 414-310-7689. That's 414-310-7689. 310-7689. You can find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, or visit sidekick-accounting.com. Remember, developing your business is a journey, so bring along a trusted sidekick.
Now, America's small business conversation continues
on The Pat Miller Show.
Welcome back to The Pat Miller Show, America's Small Business Conversation. And we're always looking for ways for you to grow the business. And this next strategy in our What's Working Right Now segment seems really simple, but when you listen to what they have to say, it's pretty profound. Let's welcome to the show Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, and we want to hear what's working right now. Sarah, welcome to The Pat Miller Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Pat. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Now, before we hear what's working right now, the adulting coach. What's the adulting coach? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I am the adulting coach. I help people with adulting. And what that means is that I get to help teens and young adults figure out for themselves who they want to be when they grow up. So they can have the courage to suck at something new, confidently decide how they want to live their own lives, and adult successfully.
That's really cool and super needed. Okay, so what's working right now? Tell us something good.
What's working right now is fun. Fun is working.
Fun? Just
yes.
Fun is working to grow the
yes.
business? What do you mean?
What I mean is I have really embraced my silly side and my silliness. I'm working with a coach, and as I'm creating content and doing the businessy things that I have to do to grow my business, I'm really like bringing it around to my personality and my willingness to have fun and play and explore and do things a little bit differently. So when I bring the fun, the example I have is one of my lead magnets is called Adulting Bingo. And I created the Adulting Bingo card for an event. I was at a career fair at a high school. And I thought, well, you know, we need to gamify this because they don't want to hear just another business person talk about business. Because there were plenty of those there. And,
yeah.
You know, and they were having their fun in their way. But I brought this game and the students stopped by the booth and they were checking off all the boxes. And most of them got about halfway, which was telling me that the items, some of the things I put on there was like, you know, I didn't hit the snooze button when I woke up. I cooked something from scratch. I did the dishes. So those like chore-like adulting things we think of, but I also added things like asked for help or gave a compliment or made someone laugh or apologized. So there are the sort of mindset pieces in there too. So it was a good mix. The one that filled up the whole bingo card, I was like, well, you don't need me. Go on and have a great adulting life.
Yeah.
But for the most part, people were about halfway. And as I was exploring this as a lead magnet with my coach, we were kind of talking about what was underneath some of those tasks or those things that we couldn't get to. Like, if I can't schedule my own appointment, well, what is the fear there? What's the block?
Yeah.
So it was actually an entry into a deeper conversation.
So the adulting bingo is something that's unique for your business and it works great. But the lesson here is leaning into your personality. So how did you find the courage to not do what all the other coaches do to try and build their business, but to lean into what makes you, you, and inject fun into your go-to-market strategy?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of surrounding myself with awesome people who were doing things their own way, people in the Idea Collective. And yes, shout out to the Idea Collective. But I've never really been one to color inside the lines. Mm-hmm. We'll say it that way. So I always see something and I know that there's a way to make it better, or there's a way to make it my own, or maybe I'm looking for something out in the world. I can't find it. I have to make it. So that's just kind of how I've approached life and business in general. And when my coach kind of connected the dots for me that what I have to offer is this fun way to connect in an authentic and non-threatening way. I'm not just like, here, I'm here to sell you coaching because you can't schedule your own appointment or go to bed before midnight. No, it's like, let's see where you're at and let's play and tell me about when you exercised on purpose, or, you know, that's another thing on my bingo. And, it opens up conversation. My hashtag is adulting is fun. And what I've really enjoyed about wearing it everywhere, claiming it, believing it, stepping into that really powerfully and authentically is that it is that conversation starter. People want to argue with me. Oh, no, it's not. It's paying bills and getting your emissions test done and things like that. But my whole belief is that even though we have to do hard things as an adult, we don't have to do them the hard way.
Yeah. We're talking with Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, about what's working right now, and that is showing up as yourself. And for Sarah, that's by injecting some fun into the way that she goes out and tells people about her business. So if you show up authentically, people are halfway sold by the time they start talking with you because they feel like they know you. Isn't that the case?
I think that's really true. I've gotten a lot of compliments on the energy I bring and just the content I put out, because I don't show up super differently online than I do in real life.
Is this something you had to try on and get used to, or is this something that felt natural and it was great from day one?
No, I definitely had to get used to it, because the different avenues of putting yourself out there are uncomfortable and weird, and you kind of don't know what to expect a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And just the whole business professional environment, I didn't really know, like, do I fit there? And what is it going to be like? What are people going to think of me? And will they want to hire me if I show up goofy, or if I laugh too loud or smile too much, or bring an adulting bingo card into a networking event that people had to pay for? Oh my gosh, you know? So I have found that all of my assumptions, though, at least I won't say all of them, but most of my assumptions have turned out not to be true about business people. They actually really want to have fun. They want to have joy in their life. They are showing up in their passions and with purpose because they're building their dream just like I am.
With the time we have left, I want you to put your coach pants on. So if someone's listening to this and they're doing marketing the same way as everybody else, and they need to lean into their story authentically and find out what makes them them and then go tell the world about it, where would we look? Would we talk with a spouse? Would we talk with another colleague, a client? Like, what would you recommend someone do if they want to follow you and be more authentic in their mission?
I would recommend play. Give yourself permission to play. Do things that act on like kind of the weird instinct that you would normally shut down. And yes, it could be helpful to talk to people who know you really well, or even somebody completely neutral where you tell your story. Again, business coaches are great at this. I've seen it brought out in a couple of people I've talked to just by asking questions, because they'll ask different questions depending on who you talk to. But really, what it ultimately comes down to is just giving yourself permission to play. And I think, again, with the young people I work with, a lot of them are under a lot of pressure, and they don't think that being an adult means playing or taking some of that weight off. And that is really just where we shine and where we kind of come up with something that is just that hidden brilliance.
It's a great reminder of what's working right now, being yourself. And for our guest, it's being fun. Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, thank you for coming on the Pat Miller Show and sharing today.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
We're talking online events with Alexis Caldicott next.
America's Small Business Conversation continues next
on the Pat Miller Show.
Krista Morrissey for Choices Coaching and Consulting.
Do you know where most small businesses go wrong? They invest in everything except their leaders. But through strong leaders comes strong business. Are you doing it wrong? Most small businesses focus on production and numbers. Production and numbers come through strong, resilient leaders. And strong leaders strengthen culture. They strengthen your resiliency and they strengthen your bottom line. I develop strong, resilient leaders who will drive your business. It is time for you to refocus your investment. Go to choicescoachingconsulting.com and let you and I start the conversation now before someone else invests in your leaders. When you invest in your leaders, you invest in the bottom line of your business. Connect with Krista at choicescoachingconsulting.com. Act now. Krista at choicescoachingconsulting.com.
You have a brand. Your business's brand is one of the most important things on your plate. As a business owner, you keep up with the trends. So what's hot these days? It's live events. Owning your small business combined with speaking at live events positions you as the expert in your field. That's where Bankable Events comes into play. Bankable Events is an event advisory and management firm with a primary focus on maximum conversion events. With more than 4,000 live events under their belt, they have the expertise to design face-to-face events that get your audience pumped up and generate profits. The minute you partner with Bankable Events, they'll start creating a customized strategy to take you from idea to income. Just think of the opportunities ahead for you. Call 303-550-1123 or head to bankableevents.com. Join over 1,000 other small business owners and CEOs who use Bankable Events to build community and drive revenue. That's bankableevents.com.
Now, America's Small Business Conversation continues
on the Pat Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Pat Miller Show. This is America's Small Business Conversation. And here's something great, but really frustrating. And it affects almost everyone that tries to have an online event. Okay, tell me if this sounds familiar. You've got an online event, you put out to the world, hey, come to my thing. And here come 60, 70, 80, 150 people that say, yes, Pat, I'll be there. And then the day of the event, 10 people show. And you look around and you say, where are all you people? You said you were coming to my online event. It happens all the time, and it is supremely frustrating. So how do you get people to show up to a virtual event when they say they're going to be there? We're going to bring back on the show an events expert. She really knows what she's talking about. Alexis Caldicott. She's the owner of the A-Team Event Company. Alexis, welcome back to the Pat Miller Show. How are you today?
Hey, Pat, I'm awesome. Thanks for having me back.
I'm excited to have you here because I am so frustrated with this particular issue. I've got my popcorn out. I've got my notepad in hand. I am ready. Everyone has seen this happen when they have an online event. They tell everyone that they should come. Everyone says they will, and then nobody shows up. So how do we get people to show up when they say they're going to show up?
Yep, totally. Yeah. And I would say, Pat, as a precursor to what I'm going to share, the quality of your marketing definitely has an impact, and the level of content that you share leaves a lasting impression, because before they even come to the event subconsciously, they know whether or not they would buy from you. They know whether or not they want to spend time with you based on the quality of your marketing. So just a little side point, the quality of your marketing to get them there is important. But like you said, once you get them there, right? Woohoo, 100 people registered. Now the hard part's over. Nope. Now it's your job to get them to show up. This needs to be like tattooed on your arm if you're doing virtual events. Confirmations are more important than registrations. Confirmations are more important than registration. Your biggest job as an event host is to make sure people show up.
So that's some deep thought stuff there. Confirmations are more important than registrations. But before we even dig into that nugget, can we back up one nugget? You're saying when people see the marketing for your event and they say, yeah, I'm going to come, they've already kind of prejudged whether or not this is an event worthy of their time and they would be ready to buy at the event. They can tell even before the event if you're the type of person to do business with.
100%. Because, well, listen, we all prejudge. That's just the world we live in. That's never going to change. And the quality that you give them before they register, it stays. It leaves a lasting impression. So if you're just kind of surface level and like, hey, come to my event, and then they register, it's kind of like, all right, you know, then a lot of times those tickets are low cost. So it could be an impulse buy for them. Versus if you have high quality marketing and you show them and you, you know, knocked their pants up and was like, okay, I need to come there. Wow, this person really knows what the heck they're talking about. And you created this desire and urgency of, I got to be there from your marketing. It's much higher. The show up rate is much, much higher if you do that with the quality of your marketing. So yeah, it's important. It's very, very important. But then after the fact, you still... life happens, you know, things come up. So we have to stay top of mind with them and keep that excitement going. You got to keep the excitement and that connection going.
Okay, that's great stuff. And then you said confirmations are better than registrations,
yes.
Which just my head is still spinning from that one. So, okay, tell us how we get those confirmations, not just the registrations.
Yep, totally. So there's three things that you want to create. Three things that need to happen with your registrants, right? So they've already registered. Now you need to create community, right? Why? That's why people love events, right? We go because we want to be transported out of our weird little worlds and bubbles and have this new environment where we can play and we can learn and we can grow. So community, that's why people love events. You have to create community. Number two, accountability. By nature, we all take the path of least resistance. We do what's easy. We are lazy, all of us, by nature. So if there's not some level of accountability and they don't know that you see them and you are holding them accountable, that they are important to you, not just another person on the assembly line, right? Odds are they're not going to come, right? So they need to know that you will be there and you're holding them accountable to be there. So that's number two, accountability. Number three is good old classic FOMO, the fear of missing out, right? You can make jokes or roll your eyes at that, but it's true. FOMO works. It's real. No one wants to be the person that missed out on all the cool stuff. So community, accountability, and FOMO.
Those are great pieces right there. So let's play speed round. It's time to build community around an event that you're going to host. Any power tips or thoughts on how to build community before the event to make sure that they attend?
Yeah, totally. So one popular way, love it or hate it, is Facebook groups. Right. Facebook groups builds community. People can post in there. They can, you know, do contests, all kinds of things. So Facebook groups are a great way to build community. Also do a pre-event bonus call. Right. This is one of the there's 12 different stick strategies. This is one of the 12. Doing a pre-event bonus call or mastermind before the event builds community. They get to meet each other. Also, bonus gives you an opportunity to upsell them to VIP tickets on that call. Just saying. So those are ways to create community.
That's great. We're talking with Alexis Caldicott, and she's helping us understand how to get more people to show up to a virtual event. When they said they're going to come, how do we actually get them to that virtual event? And she listed community, FOMO, and accountability. So what about accountability? Any ideas to make them feel like you're paying attention to them?
There's a lot of ways to do this. The number one way I shared on a past radio show of yours is reach outs. Personally reaching out, it's the number one way to create accountability and make them feel important and feel seen. So personally reaching out, not through AI or bots or any of that stuff, personally calling them, texting them, DMing them, emailing them. And it can be someone on your team, but one person to one person needs to reach out and say, hey, Pat, I see you. Thank you for getting a ticket. I cannot wait to see you there. You will be there, right? Registration is at this date and time. I can't wait to see you there. You know, personally reaching out to them creates a huge level of accountability. They feel bad if they don't, right? Because they feel seen. So confirming that. Let's see. Another good one is swag boxes. Have you ever heard of swag boxes? You've done those, Pat?
Sure. Yeah. Swag boxes are great, but I've never done them in advance. So what's the strategy for that?
So swag boxes are one of your best and biggest hits. So you really want to send a swag box about a week before your event. So for those of you that don't know what a swag box, and it could also be an envelope, but basically you're going to send something through snail mail, right? Good old fashioned snail mail. You're going to send them a box with stuff in it, some swag, some cool stuff. It could be things from your sponsors. It could be snacks. It could be name it, right? It's just basically, hey, here's your survival kit for the event. Here's a box of cool stuff for the event. And it comes to them, it shocks them and awes them, and it triggers reciprocity. At the end of the day is really what it does. Oh my gosh, look what I just got in the mail. Pat just sent me this really cool box. I gotta go, right?
Yeah.
Because who's ever received a gift and not opened it?
and then feel like they owed something to the person that sent
right.
it. So that would drive more butts in seats.
Yes.
All right, last one is FOMO. So One thing that I think about with FOMO, people try and show off all the cool stuff they're going to do as opposed to all of the neat things for the audience. Am I on the right track with that?
Yes, definitely. So some of the things I mentioned can create FOMO as well. You get to kind of double dip or triple dip in some of these, the community accountability and FOMO. Like the pre-event call, right? Oh my gosh, we just had this amazing call and we shared this and there was this aha and this person shared that. So you're already building some FOMO if they miss that pre-event call. And if you're sharing that in your Facebook group, there's another way to create some FOMO. Also, bring a friend campaigns, right? If you do a bring a friend campaign, so you reach out to the people that have tickets and you say, hey, you could bring a friend with you. That creates FOMO for themselves and for their friends, that if I don't bring someone with me, they might miss out on something really cool that's happening, and I want them to be with me to share this.
Any final thoughts of getting more people to actually show up when they reserve their spot at a virtual event?
Don't overcomplicate it and stress yourself out. Simple is best. If you've got a team and you've got a budget, then you can do a bunch of different things. But at the end of the day, the most important is just make sure that they feel seen and that they're important to you and that you counting on them to show up, and they will.
Few things are more frustrating than getting a long registration list and a very short number of attendees at your virtual event. Hopefully, this conversation will help you. Alexis Caldicott, owner, A-Team Event Company, thank you so much for coming on the Pat Miller Show.
My pleasure.
Tricia Turpinoff is standing by for a small business celebration. We'll get to her in just one moment. I want to make sure that you know all about the Small Business Event of the Year. It's the Idea Collective Small Business Conference presented by Bank59. Now, what makes this event so special? It's a place for our Idea Collective community members and those people that all resonate with our theme, Don't Grow It Alone. You see, somewhere along the way, people told us we had to compete with other small business owners. What if we shared our knowledge and we collaborated? How far could we go? Join us for this special event, learn all about it, and get your ticket now, smallbizretreat.com. That's smallbizretreat.com.
America's Small Business Conversation continues next
on The Pat Miller Show.
Are you a woman who needs to protect and grow your business? Or do you have a secret dream to start one? I bet you do. If you don't have a lawyer on your side, you may be putting your family and personal assets at risk. I know. You might be avoiding lawyers because they seem overwhelming or intimidating. That's why you have to meet the team at Athena Legal Solutions, LLC.com. This all-woman team of talented lawyers are the most approachable, knowledgeable, and friendly team you'll ever meet. They exist solely to support women business owners who often go without the legal support they truly need. In 2023, they want to help 223 women create a solid legal foundation for their business. The first 100 women who mention this ad will receive over $100 off of their LLC starter package. Visit AthenaLegalSolutionsLLC.com.
Now, America's Small Business Conversation continues
on The Pat Miller Show.
Welcome back to The Pat Miller Show, America's Small Business Conversation, where we ask the questions that maybe give us uncomfortable answers. And one of the questions is what's working right now this week. And that question is, how come my marketing isn't working? It feels like I'm doing stuff all the time, but I'm on a treadmill. I'm not making any progress. Well, this week, we're going to talk with someone whose marketing is working, and she's going to tell us why. Let's welcome to the show, Tricia Turpinoff, CEO of Turpinoff Photography. Tricia, thanks for coming on the Pat Miller Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How about you, Pat?
Oh my gosh. I'm excited to talk about this topic because seemingly everyone, it seems, has this challenge at one point or another. My marketing isn't working. Why isn't my marketing working? Yours is. So what's working right now with your marketing?
Well, this year we'll be back at eWomen Conference photographing headshots, and we do those every 20 minutes. And that's our third year in a row, and it always gets sold out.
That is fantastic. And you don't go from showing up the first time to selling out for a third year in a row without doing it right. So how do you build that brand awareness, and how do you build that essentially demand such that you're full by the time you get there?
Absolutely. So, you know, no one's going to like me saying this, but it's consistency. It really is. I'm telling you, there's just no two ways about it. Actually, it kind of goes back even further. Like, it's really important to know your brand. Who are you and who's your authentic you? Because you got to put that person out, because that's easy, because you know you. You also have to understand your brand message, because if the message that's getting to your people is, that's a problem too. Because a lot of people like to market before they understand their brand and their brand messaging. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work, because you're just throwing spaghetti up the wall. But when you understand those two things, then you're putting out messaging that hits the ideal client. It hits that sweet spot where people go, oh, I get why I need that person. And then it just has to be consistent.
So let's talk about that, because the branding and the positioning, that's one thing. Some people have that, but they still don't get results. If consistency is the missing link, what do you mean by consistency? Can you give us some examples?
Sure. So depending on where you are in your business, you know, some people need to hire someone and some people need to do it themselves for a little bit longer. And I would say start with once a week. Start with, decide what you're going to talk about for the whole month. If you're only doing once a week, you know, get your white space for a couple hours and knock those things out. Like, what am I doing the next 90 days that needs my attention? And these are going to be the things I market about. So you could do all 12 at once if you want. So you could have like a challenge once a week. But it has to be consistent. So you want to use someone like Later or Buffer or whoever you like. A lot of them, if you're just doing one platform, are free. So that's awesome. You can figure out what you're going to market, and then you do it the same time every week, same day, and then start looking at your analytics and see, because so much of marketing is throwing it out there and pulling it back and tweaking it a little and putting it back out. And yeah, it just takes time.
So finding that same voice and that same product. So every Tuesday I do a famous person quote, or every Monday I do a motivational topic. I mean, is that as granular as you're getting with that consistent marketing message?
I like those things. And we do quotes from famous people, but I'd rather see quotes from you, Pat, in that marketing, you know. And I do think if you're only doing once a week, I think you need to get even more granular. Like, what is the pain point of your client? Why won't they do this? And how can you show them that you alleviate that problem?
Yeah, that's good.
It is. And it really is as simple as that. And the thing is, when people are talking to me about that, I always say, go ask your clients. Go there first. I mean, they're free. I mean, eventually you may need a coach for that, or you need a social media expert who really understands marketing. But first, go talk to your clients, because they'll tell you the truth. I mean, the majority of my clients, I mean, we're all, I mean, I consider many of them to be friends because we get into some nitty gritty stuff when you talk about branding photography.
Yeah. We're talking with Tricia Turpinoff, CEO of Turpinoff Photography, about something that plagues so many, inconsistent marketing, and how to make it consistent to get better results. If someone's listening to this right now thinking, listen, I'm busy bailing water all day, every day. You mentioned hiring someone. How could we go about doing that? And what would we look for in someone to take this off of our plate?
Absolutely. And so there's lots of different social media marketing experts out there. And of course, I have a couple that I love. I have one that I work with that does all of my work. And then I have another one that I work with her clients. I'm the brand photographer and she's the social media expert. And so it's funny. A lot of times people are like, I can't afford to do that. But really, to be honest, you just can't afford not to. Even if, I mean, simply hire a college student. Just make sure they're a college student who's detailed. Seriously, I mean, all of us had to start somewhere. I had the most amazing high school student in, gosh, for 5 years. She was a high school student, then she turned into a college student, then she got a job, and then about a year later, she left. But she was incredible because I trained her, and then I also paid her to do research when I wanted to research a topic. But let me say this, that's someone that you want maybe for like one or two posts a week. You need someone who understands strategy. Strategy is huge when it comes to marketing. And if you're not doing it, then like we've said, you throw spaghetti on the wall. You want to have a clear, concise message. And how are we setting this up so that clients go, oh, I must have you. And you need someone who understands that marketing message and understands how to continue. You know, they have their finger on the pulse of everything that's right now in social media. Whereas I don't have to know all that. They do it for you.
Yeah. You get to show up and be you. That's the best part of it.
Exactly. And, you know, marketing is about finding the right people and filling your funnel. And so that is invaluable to have someone who really understands where you're going, what you're doing. It's made a huge difference in our business.
Almost everyone is trying to do social media marketing, but for some, it's not working because they're not being consistent. Tell me a success story. Tell me about something that's happened in your business because you've been consistent. Oh. That's like, oh, well, people know that I'm the person that does the thing. Like, how does it sound and feel when you're consistent and it starts to work?
Oh my gosh. It's incredible because now people, because I'm a traveling brand photographer, people have known that. And because our marketing message is out there consistently, people just get in touch with me and go, hey, I hear you're coming to Orange County in June. I want to see. Everybody knows that I'm about people being positive and people having positive attitudes about themselves. So we talk about that a lot. Find what's important. What's the one message you've got to get out there? And for me, it's about when you own your own kind of beautiful, courage turns to confidence. And that message is just kind of woven, you know, that uplifting message is woven through everything we do because that's, I mean, it's like we're on a train and anybody can get on. I'm like, come on, get on the train, but it's headed in one direction and we already know where everything's going to land. And like getting people to get in touch with me instead of me having to chase people. Wow. I mean, that's just one of those things that's mind blown. And it feels like success, I have to admit.
Social media can work. It helps when you're more consistent. That's what's working right now. Thank you to Tricia Turpinoff, CEO of Turpinoff Photography. Congratulations on your success. And thanks for coming on the Pat Miller Show.
Thanks so much, Pat. It was a pleasure.
Out of time for another edition of America's Small Business Conversation. I'm Pat Miller, the Idea Coach. We'll talk to you right here next week.
Thanks for listening to The Pat Miller Show.
See PatMillerShow.com for more information on today's guests, events, and the Idea Collective Small Business Community.
A worldwide group working together to fight fear, inexperience, and isolation for small business owners everywhere.
Join us next week for The Pat Miller Show.
And remember,
get clear,
work hard,
and never quit. Guests on The Pat Miller Show have agreed prior to appearing that they are receiving consultation and advice that they may or may not use at their own risk. No part of the show should replace accounting, tax, or legal advice.